Hey there, listeners. My name is Kelly Noble Mirabella. This is Business as Unusual. And if you know a realtor or you are a realtor who can use some help with the why and how of live broadcasting for your real estate business, today's topic is for you. By the way, today's episode is brought to you by my sponsor, Dirt Cheap Printing. I gotta say, you guys, I was pretty excited to read all the stellar reviews for this printing company after so many bad prints from places like Vistaprint. Not only does Dirt Cheap have great pricing and fast turnaround, but the customer service is awesome. If you have printing needs, you won't be disappointed. Learn more at www.printdirtcheap.com. By the way, I will be doing an episode very soon talking about the ways you can integrate your printing and your type of offline marketing with social media for a more effective campaign overall. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Okay, now on to the show. Let's start with a call-in from listener and my girl, Eileen.
Hey, Kelly, it's your girl, Miss Eileen. Thanks for the real estate tips. And you know, I've been hanging with the real estate investors this weekend at my daughter's Women in Real Estate Summit. So I have a question for you. Is there some real estate professionals that you recommend to follow because they're really doing it right, especially over on Instagram or Facebook Live? I would really appreciate the recommendations. Thank you so much, my dear. Have a wonderful evening.
Great question, Ms. Eileen. There are a great deal of amazing social media rock stars in the real estate space. For Instagram, I'm totally in love with Nicole Mackey's account at iOrlando Real Estate. I met Nicole a few years ago when we were both Inman Connect ambassadors. Not only is Nicole fantastic at Instagram, she is one of the nicest, most genuine people you will meet, which really shows in how she engages on IG. Again, check out her account, iOrlando Real Estate. I'm also fond of a real estate agent out of Wellesley, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. Her name is Jill Bedreau. Jill has a really fun use of emojis, and I really like the mix of images she uses on her account. Check out Jill's account at instagram.com/JillABedreau, and that's BOUDREAU. By the way, I'll have all the links in the show notes. For Facebook, my all-time favorite accounts to follow are the Boutique Real Estate Group, because they take storytelling to the next level with their luxury real estate marketing. From magazine quality interior shots to video vignettes that sell you on lifestyle, the Boutique understands that selling people on the full experience of where they are buying is truly important. I also love, love, love the Malibu life, but if I were being honest, I would actually say that I really love what Madison Hildebrand is doing. Okay, I know, totally unfair to list the reality star of Million Dollar Listings LA, but really he's doing great things. His mix of personal stories and luxury branding meld well together. And despite all the pretty photos and glam, you can tell the guy is really down to earth, which is true because I also met him at Inman and he is simply wonderful. Well, as for live broadcasting, to be honest, I've been disappointed for the most part. After being asked by Eileen, I started to think, there really are not that many real estate agents that I've been seeing that are utilizing Facebook Live and their live broadcasting tools to their advantage. I do see some agents in my inner circle testing the waters with some great success. People like Susie Nelson Crowley out of Tampa, Florida, who does a weekly live broadcast on her page called What's Up Wednesday, where she talks about what's happening around her area that week and over the weekend. Also, my man, Brian McKenna, who is a realtor, trainer, and recruiter for Berkshire Hathaway in New York. Well, Brian has started a weekly live broadcast on his personal profile where he tries to inspire, motivate, and uplift people for about 10 minutes a day. Well, I mean, on Sundays. He has been doing it for a couple of months now and has had great benefits from being recognized by total strangers on the street, as well as receiving private messages from people telling him how he has touched their lives. But apart from the few who are giving it a go, so much more are not even trying, or perhaps did one live broadcast ever and then gave up. So today I'm going to talk to you about ways realtors can utilize live broadcasting for their business. But before we begin, full disclosure, those two agents doing Facebook Lives are my consulting clients, and I am thrilled to see them pushing forward and starting to see success with live broadcasting. All right, let's dive into the main topic today, how real estate agents can utilize Facebook Live. Okay, let's start with the why, because let's be real. If I don't give you a good enough reason, most of you will never take the time to go live on a consistent basis. So here are four reasons why you should be integrating Facebook Live into your marketing strategy. Number one, you would be in the minority, which makes you stand out. This is good for so many reasons. It is great for your personal brand. It makes your listings and you stand out from the sea of other agents. And as Tom Ferry says, real estate is a video first industry, and there is no easier way to get video out there than going live. No editing, no fancy equipment needed, no extra time. Live videos can be spontaneous or semi-scripted. Either way, it's a branding powerhouse for any realtor who takes the leap. Number two, going live on Facebook will grow your reach by leaps and bounds. If you have found that your posts are not getting very far on your Facebook page or even in your personal profile, then you will be pleased to know that Facebook Live can help break the barrier and grow your reach. With higher reach comes more engagement, more growth, and of course, more people wanting to work with you. Number three, there is no business that can benefit more from an authenticity and no-like-trust strategy than real estate. With so much competition, both in the industry and for sale by owners, agents are spending thousands of dollars each year to market themselves and their listings. Well, Facebook Live expedites the relationship building and keeps you top of mind for literally no cost at all. So when someone is ready to hire a realtor, you ideally will be the one they think of first. Number four, listen, there are many more reasons why live broadcasting is an exceptional tool for realtors, but I have a lot more to cover on today's episode, so just take my word for it. If you're in real estate, you need live video as a strategy for your marketing. Let's go ahead and dive into the rest. All right, let's go ahead and start covering some ideas so you can get started in live broadcasting today. So the first thing I want to talk about is being a local expert. One of the best things an agent can do for their brand and their business is to position themselves as the local expert. There are so many fabulous ways you can do this with live video. Talk about local events, interview local businesses and residents, show and tell area attractions, parks, and fun activities that are unique to your area. Being the local expert allows you to share your knowledge without coming off as always pitching and pushing a listing. People choose a realtor based off of their knowledge of the market, how well they can sell, trust that they've built with that person, and how well they know the community of the home that they are in. If you do have a listing coming up in a specific neighborhood, may I suggest you do a series of live broadcasts leading up to your live on the market day? Talk about the neighborhood benefits, parks, trails, local shops and restaurants, maybe even schools, all leading up to your listing. Remember, people buy more than just a home. They buy a lifestyle. They want to know about the fabulous community that they're thinking about moving into. Next idea, behind the scenes. Why do you think that shows like Million Dollar Listings and all those fix and flip shows are so popular? People love to see behind the scenes. Give people an insider's look at what it is like to be a realtor. Let them see the amount of hard work you put into helping your clients. Interview your customers and share testimonials. Be professional, but also be personable and have fun. Why do you love what you do? Let's show that in a live broadcast. Okay, this next one may seem a little obvious, but you know, the house tour, pretty important, right? If you have a home that is going to be coming to the market soon, consider a pre-market sneak peek. Give some highlights and let people know how they can contact you to be the first to get a showing. Build that anticipation and excitement around your listing. Be sure to check the local laws of the land before pre-marketing your listing in any way. Some local associations frown on pre-marketing, so it is market specific. if you're hosting an open house, consider using the first 10 to 20 minutes, you know, when it's typically slow anyways, to share some highlights of the home and give a quick tour. Invite people to come out and visit you at the open house, or let them know how they can contact you for a private showing if they can't make it to the open house. All of these extras you do for your listing clients are big benefits for homeowners looking to sell fast. Add these items to your marketing packet when you are courting a new listing client, and you may find you're going to stand out from other agents they're considering. So now that we've covered a couple of ideas, you might be wondering, well, where can I broadcast? Well, you have four main places that you can broadcast: your Facebook business page, your personal profile, a private group, and an event page. You can broadcast from your desktop, or you can broadcast, which is much easier, by the way, from a mobile device. If you use your mobile device, if you want to go to a business page, you have to have the Facebook Pages app. For everything else, you would need the regular Facebook app. My suggestion is to mix it up. Every place will have a different strategy. Profiles may get far more engagement initially, but pages will benefit most from a live broadcast. Plus, you can use ads on the broadcast from a page once you're done, which will help you exceed your reach and go even further. Now, at this point, you might be wondering, what equipment do you need to get this all done? There are all kinds of things you can invest in for your live broadcasting journey. I personally own several light kits, a light ring, a couple mics, and several tripods. But when you're just getting started, you really just need your phone and the Facebook app, as well as that Pages app I talked about. Get started with the basics, and then as you continue to improve on your work and you learn how you want to use these tools, you can always buy more tools. If you're looking for initial things that you will instantly improve your video, I would recommend a simple lapel mic, which you can pick up for less than $20, and possibly a clip-on ring light, like a selfie light, also less than $20. Tripods are always a good idea if you plan on sitting and doing more of a talk show style broadcast, or if you're going to be doing interviews. Be sure to check out the show notes for today's episode at stellar247.media/live-reblog for the links to all of the tools that I think are great for starters. And of course, I'll put the link in the description. Oh man, have we covered a ton today. I'll tell you, I am out of breath. Whew. But let me end by offering up a couple of bonus pro tips. When you go live, be sure your connection is good. If you don't have a strong Wi-Fi connection, you can use 4G, but nothing less. And remember, that takes up a lot of data, so just be prepared. Be sure to use a call to action when you're live, whether that is simply asking people to comment on the video, asking them to subscribe to an email, or have them contact you for a showing. You should never let the opportunity slip you by creating that nice call to action. Lastly, be sure to share and repurpose your videos when you're done. If you're going live from your page, you may find that nobody shows up for a while. You know, this is not a big deal, so don't give up too soon. Instead, use the video to share to your other social networks. Download it and add it to YouTube, embed it into your blog, or if appropriate, into your listing page. The power of a live video does not end when you're done going live. And while we're at it, stay consistent and stick to it. I have seen too many people give up right before it starts to get good. Push through and you will see why Facebook Live broadcasting is awesome for your real estate business. This is a longer time frame strategy, but the rewards are far greater in brand equity. If you enjoyed this episode, by the way, you can also check out another episode I did for Social Media for Real Estate, which will be in the show notes. If you would like to get a copy of today's show notes with all the links of the different tools I talked about today, please check out my blog at stellar247.media/live-reblog. Of course, it's in the description. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you're listening via Anchor, please comment or call in with your thoughts and questions. If you're listening via my podcast, tweet to me at stellar247. I would also love to have you join me in my Facebook group where I answer questions, break social media news, and give bonus trainings and insights. Check it out at stellar247.media/FB group. If you're listening via my podcast and you enjoy what you hear, please consider giving me that 5-star review. Nothing would bring me more joy and make my day than your kind words. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and have a stellar day.